Okay, retreat chanting book, turn to page 5. We are chanting this salutation first. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami supatipanno bhagavato sāvakasangho sanghang mamami. Okay, then turn to page 5 of the retreat chanting book, morning chanting. So now we all proceed. To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well,
and to the blessed one disciples who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him,
the Blessed One, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one.
Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha.
The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and conventions. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the blessed one disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the blessed one disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement.
The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I revere. The teaching of the Lord, like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruit, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dhamma I revere. The Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revere. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy. Through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known, heard the teaching. We know this, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness, disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering, association with the dislike is suffering, separation from one's loved ones and our prized possession is suffering, not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of graspings are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed,
Rupang Anicchang, Vedana Anicchang, Sanya Anicchang, Sankara Anicchang, Vijnana Anicchang, Rupang Anatta, Vedana Anatta, Sanya Anatta, Sankara Anatta, Vijnana Anatta, Sabbe Sankara Anicca, sabbe dhamma anatta te.
All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow and vexation, pain, grief and despair,
bound by suffering and obstructed from suffering. Free freedom from suffering.
The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge.
So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively, the pathway of the Blessed One, with all our mindfulness and strength,
may then the cultivation of this practice
lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, the closing salutation. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagavan buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, you can be seated. What about the light at the center? Can on here. Yeah? So we're supposed to have our meditation, but never mind, as usual, we shift it. So we will commence our sharing now. So what we will do is, we will do until 9:30. Yeah? Then after that, you can have your meditation. This morning, after the meditation, I didn't let you all report meditation or ask any question, okay? So now, you can ask whatever question or report your meditation. Anybody? Karen, wait. Let Elsie's daughter, Miss Chua. Miss Chai. What happened? Use the chanting one first. Use this mic first.
Can call me Jet. Actually, I've been I have not been doing this awareness meditation for a while already.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good lah that I come back.
Sadhu. So, how you find it?
So initially, the awareness meditation. I find that I have like thoughts coming in.
Very good. At least initially you can be aware of that.
Then then there's like mind chattering, like what you say.
Yeah, chatter a lot.
So but according to your advice, I managed to silence the mind
relax.
As the day goes by.
Relax, then silent. Then let it settle down.
So now is day 7, right? So I managed to silence the mind, and sometimes I can, even when I meditate, it's complete silence.
Wow, very good. Sadhu.
But it's not all the time like
that. I know. It's already good enough. Yeah. You are still new. It's already good enough.
And I find that the method that you suggested, the mind sweeping.
Mind sweeping method, very useful.
The mind sweeping you actually taught when I first joined.
The early years.
Forgotten the how it.
Instruction.
It's good that you mentioned. Then
I repeated it.
And I tried, and it really helped me to silence even more.
Very good. So, sadhu. So, which means you are able to do it just like Wai Fan. Very good. That's it. Or still got some more?
I think that's about it. So actually, I'm very grateful to Brother Teo to
sadhu,
teach
sadhu.
This meditation.
Yeah.
Because I felt it because previously I was doing other meditation, like because it's like what you say is short-term peacefulness like that.
Yeah, peacefulness.
I felt I really had this awareness that this awareness meditation is the way to meditate so that we can silence our mind.
Well, I saw you in the morning session. Wow, there is joy inside you. You become very quiet, very peaceful. And in fact, the morning meditation, a lot of people went into that quiet state, that awareness state. Very good.
Yeah, so actually before this retreat, I was thinking, because I know that it's a meditation retreat, so I was wondering whether I really can sit down and meditate
for
so long.
Okay. So now no problem, huh?
Now I felt good.
Yeah, good. Very good.
Yeah, so I think that's all that
okay, thank you. So let us rejoice. Sadhu. Karen, now your turn.
Good morning, Brother Teo, Mr. Teo, and Elder Gandhas. First thing, I want to thank Brother Teo because I constantly at home also listen to your YouTube.
Oh, very good, very good. Sadhu.
Brother Teo, I find this retreat is very different.
Yeah.
I followed you a few retreats. I two retreats, I really feel that I managed to, in a way, able to associate with the great beings. One is Milafor.
Milafor.
We went to this Fan Jing San.
Yes.
I was asking Milafor, may I get enlightened? I can hear him laughing.
Wow, sadhu.
I feel so shy, you know.
Don't worry. Maitreya is a great Samasambuddha. The way he responds is, the laughter one, behind there, very loud one.
Then after a few weeks, my daughter came to ask me, Mommy, want to go Fan Jing San or not?
Wow, sadhu.
Then Kui Chou there, then I have very good experience there.
Yeah.
Climbing the mountains, like, a problem for me, like flying up like that.
Wow, sadhu, very good.
This I'm sharing. Then I would like to share my dispute. This sharing, about this Guan Yin Pusa. Every time I feel, Guan Yin Pusa, normally I think I have no affinity with her. I don't think she will. I'm so insignificant, So I just feel, as and when there's condition, I just pay respect. I don't go to all temple and so I feel maybe no affinity, but just never mind. But I don't know why every night I will chant the Heart Sutta.
Wow, sadhu. Means you have affinity.
Before I go to bed, I chant Heart Sutta, then I chant the Buddhist Sutta. Then this time Sister Ng B, she chant this Om Mani Padme Hum. So I just silent, and plant. Suddenly I feel, like crystal, very fine crystal, like that, like pour over me.
Wow, sadhu.
Then feels a bit like tremoring.
Yeah.
Very nice feeling. I don't know how to describe it.
It's Kuan Yin's way of blessing. It's like the dew. Kuan Yin's way place is always cloudy. Then a little bit of like drizzle, but a lot of mist on. So that environment, when Kuan Yin's nature is there, this type of nature's weather, the manifestation will come on. Like last time we went to Anandagiri, the whole mountain Anandagiri there was like that. But out of it, don't have. So that thing is Kuan Yin's nature has affinity, that's why there is like a blessing. So with this, you should develop your faith. You have good friend. You have great being affinity. So make use of it.
I was so surprised, not to be happy, but just very shocked and surprised.
Yeah, it's to give you the faith, so that you have inside you the faith that you are not alone.
Then of the Monday my telling, imagining. then the next day, I meditate at the chair there. Then I got a message, you know. She said, not that I don't care. Only this message. This message from me. So I was really so surprised.
Yeah, because you have doubt. So when there is condition where you are at the retreat, where the nature's energy and the nature's manifestation can actually bring about some encouragement to you. That's why the message came.
Yeah.
But you still got to do the work on the sadhana.
Yes.
With this, it should give you enough faith to move forward and to go all out.
Yeah, not that I don't care for you.
Yeah, that is to do away with your doubt on the sadhana.
Since I'm cultivating, I feel my life really transformed.
Yeah.
To be better and better.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to any function, I think how nice the person will come. And then I turn and see the person.
All this will start to happen. It's like you are very blessed. You want to go somewhere, no car park, but suddenly there is a car park. All these things will manifest.
Then also, we went to Ananda Giri, Wat Majan.
Yeah.
Before going, that time also was telling, the people were telling me very haunted the place, you know. Then two of us only in a very big bungalow for ladies. Before going, quite scared, you know, quite fear. So when I was there, surprisingly, no fear, nothing.
Yeah.
Relaxed. So just blend with it.
Means you can fit in. Very good.
At night we sleep, every night, very nice, peaceful sleep.
Well, sadhu. Means you have affinity with Triple Gem.
Then if got dreams, also very sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Myself and Sammy also both very sweet dreams.
Yeah, like you are in the heavenly realm.
Then and as I when I go anywhere, people very nice. Let you have this, you know, the like so surprised. You know, go to a nice, restaurant. Is it like especially for you? Happening, very surprised.
So all this mean your parami has improved. That's why you start to encounter good and wholesome condition. Then it gives you faith, it gives you joy. But more important is after that, cultivate.
Parking also no problem.
Definitely. That one, a lot of Kaimita told me, like very blessed.
Very blessed. Then even my husband also, I mean, every morning he will, normally he's very bossy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Because he's in the company, he boss around, you know. Now when he sees me meditate, he dare not disturb me, or he'll go down and prepare breakfast.
Correct. Wow. See, you got husband that are not so friendly, bossy, authoritative. Cultivate the Dhamma. Then, because when you transform, when you have the Noble Eightfold Path slowly arising, they will sense it one, they will know one. Then they will observe you one, they will look at you one.
He don't encourage me to go deep into Dhamma.
Last time it's like that. I remember you told me last time your daughter Tammy want to become nun. Your husband worry like anything, and you also initially worried. Then later you all came to me. I said, don't worry. Then I explained to Tammy. Luckily I explained to Tammy. I said, to be a monk or a nun, it is not the rope, it is inside your heart. If you can find a teacher and you understand the teaching, then you are a nun, understand? Because I explained to her, for the Theravada tradition, as a nun, not much support on, and very tough. So you have to really consider properly before you go that way. Then also, understand that your parent naturally is concerned for you. It's because they give birth to you, they give life to you. Then she very good. Then she cultivated on her own. Then after that, she went to Myanmar. Before she went, she actually notified me. and even inform me. I said, no problem, you go. And anything you're not sure, you write to me. Then I explained to her. Luckily, the place she went is not so bad. Now, the place she went is, what is the name of it? Yeah. The disciple of this, the very famous Sayadaw Maharshi. Oh, no. So, when I received the notes there, they said, hey, I said, this is not bad. This is not as bad as last time what I saw. So, because of that, I encouraged her. I said, you reflect on it, contemplate on it, it will help you. Then after that, when she came back, the mother and the father were very happy. She settled down.
Earlier, the father
said,
you just ask her to go until she becomes like that.
Last time he doesn't know. Now he will not say all this already. Yeah. He look at Tammy so different now. Yeah. And finally, Tammy also got married. That is the best. And the husband treat her very well, like a queen. And give her a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
That is what you need as partner in life. Understand or not? As spouse, definitely good for her. Very good. Anything else?
Thank you.
So now, with the faith, with the sign, everything, strive on. If you're going to train yourself. Did Tammy told you or not? The message.
Yes.
Well, I saw you sitting at the back there. Wow, the face like so sour. Learn to laugh, learn to smile, radiate a radiant smile. Then you have joy. Then this morning I saw, wow, you're smiling everywhere.
Thank you.
Because when you are not mindful, you are not aware that you yourself are moody or no. Your face very stressed or no. And people who can feel or no, can know or no. You are not relaxed when you meditate. That's why, how you describe that type of face?
Yeah, but actually I'm very stressed on all the time.
Yeah, so relax.
I always feel very humble, like scared to make people unhappy, all that. This is in
that one is your thought.
Yeah, it's my thought.
Your conditioning. Because this is what you did to people. You reap what you sow. So now, this life, you have the condition to experience what you did to people. Like when you were a parent last night, you don't know, you tell your daughter the way she lived life, you try to correct her until she like very scared of like make people unhappy and all those things. So a lot of fear, a lot of stress, like not natural, yeah? Parents say so. Then that type of karma, you reap what you sow. When there is condition, you develop that fear, understand or not? That insecurity. That's why don't go and do all this. Whoever you encounter, always remember, apply Noble Eightfold Path. Then face it, confront it, be sincere, be truthful. Then you will be beautiful.
I also, every day I try to do dhana by action, speech and thought,
So you need to improve on that. Then your stress, your fear, slowly will fade away.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sadhu. Alicia.
Good morning, Brother Dio. It's still and all. 刚才我跑来这里听 Karen was sharing. 然后我就 connect 去地藏王菩萨。
哇,撒掉。
然后我的心就那个准提咒一直很 strong。
哦,撒掉。所以我希望大家
结跟准提菩萨结个 affinity。
我们可以不可以唱准提咒。 可以。感恩大家。
撒掉。
It's good to cultivate affinity with Chunti Pusa. These are the conditions. That's why their nature will manifest as one you all to cultivate affinity with that great being. Because this is not the first time. Last time when Brother Chia from Singapore came, he also received the message. Yeah? He realized the yogi here, most of you all are very sincere. That's why she wants to benefit you all. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Brother Chia,
我念一回，然后大概知道。可以。
Namo Satanam Samyak Sambuddha Bodhinam. Nama Satanam Samyak Sambuddha Kotinam. Satanam Samyak Sambuddha Kotinam Tayata Om Jali Juli Junti Swaha. Nama Satanam Samyau Sambutang Kotinam Tayata Om Jali Juli Junti Swaha.
Yeah, play the music, then we can sing together. Yeah. Okay, get ready, yeah? With the lyrics, very easy.
Swaha.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah? This is how you can have the causes and conditions to develop affinity. The affinity is very important. Yeah? In fact, a lot of you all, Chunti, Bodhisattva actually have a lot of compassion. He wants to benefit you all. And there are a lot of karmita who has affinity. So one of them, you know, is Alicia. In fact, you look at Tammy just now with the mudra, everything. Very beautiful. And the movement or the affinity is there, otherwise that thing cannot manifest. Okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, good. Quite fun, yeah.
So, Brother Teo, I think the condition just come for me to share this, my affinity with Chunti Pusa.
Wow, sadhu.
Last year in April, my husband and I, we bring the family, we came to Cameron, Sambo Temple.
Oh, sadhu.
So that time, I don't know Dhamma.
Yeah.
So when I reach Sambo Temple, I feel the tranquility in this.
Yeah, the stillness.
Then I walk behind, after I pay my respect to my Triya and my Chana Buddha, I walk behind to this Chunti Pusa. Then I look at the Chunti Pusa, I pay my respect. After that, I came out, I felt that stillness and silence.
Yeah, sadhu.
Then I sat outside the chair there. Then I look up, I said, this place could be a place for people to come for retreat.
Yeah.
Then I never go for any retreat. That time also no Dharma. Then I was telling myself, how nice if I can come if there is retreat. Then exactly 1 year later in April, I have this opportunity to come here for retreat.
Sadhu. So no wonder Charlie contacted me.
Yes.
Then somehow I have this feeling that I said, come. Then they came, and they are very serious. That's why now you know, causes and conditions, yin yan zao an pai, which means all these, when you have affinity, the causes and conditions will manifest and arrange for all this. They don't know me, and yet they contacted me, then they want to come for this retreat. And all these fall into play is like I say, if it's not because quite a number of you have affinity with Chunti, the message will not go to Alicia. Understand? No? Then we will not be chanting this one. So now we can see quite a number. Great affinity. This affinity is very strong one. Means you have cultivated before and you have developed the understanding of what meditation is via Chunti. So Chunti also know this place. Because he know my nature when I share is different. And those who come, especially when Chunti is new, that a lot of you can progress and you all have affinity. That's why that year the nature sent the message to Chia. Because most of the time we make offering down there. We didn't really, because I also don't know who Chunti is at that time. Until I read the detail of his vow, which is very unique, then I knew. That's why I said, okay, you all better go and make affinity. Then all of a sudden, year after year, more and more people develop their affinity. Very good. Sadhu to you.
So I also feel that the great being can really hear us.
Yeah.
If we really
sincerely
pay respect
and have the faith.
Then after that, I think after my respect to Chunti Pusa last year, I felt everything just come together.
Everything starts to happen.
Yes, yes. And then my husband also starts to show interest in the Dhamma.
The Dhamma.
Yes. We started with Heart Sutra.
Oh, very good.
My sister gave me a copy of Heart Sutra in Mandarin.
Oh, sadhu.
But we, both of us, we can't understand much.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We got
yeah.
learned to chant a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. After this Heart Sutra book review, this retreat, you all understand it
yes.
so much better.
So after that, my husband was looking for anyone who can teach Heart Sutra in English.
Oh, okay.
Then he found your website. So we went through the website, and then we look at we learned from your video about 6 months ago.
Wow, sadhu.
So I want to take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo.
Can, can.
To give us this opportunity to learn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rejoice, huh? Sadhu,
And I have another reporting meditation. This morning, I was sitting there, and I felt that kind of silence in my mind and stillness. After exit meditation, I can really feel that the awareness, mindfulness in me.
Oh,
when
sadhu.
I walk down the staircase,
different,
it's so different.
Different.
The color of the shrine, the
like
the
very
room.
Beautiful, very pristine.
Yes.
Ah. Last time, lost in thought. Ah, last time, a lot of things up here. You got no time to experience the pristine beauty and wonders of nature within life itself. Very good. Sadhu, sadhu.
Because before I come for this retreat, I try to prepare myself with my daily mindfulness. But the time I was using thought method, mindfulness, I cannot have this kind of feeling I felt
down.
This morning. So I really feel that the awareness, mindfulness is totally
very important and very beautiful. Sadhu,
okay,
sadhu.
Thank you.
Very good. Sadhu, sadhu. Get Wong, Brother Wong. He also came and thanked me this morning. You asked him to report. A lot of them, especially new one or this round, progress like anything, very far. Wong one better, you listen.
Thank you, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and Kalia Mata. Yesterday, I was actually tear rolling down. It's very natural. I couldn't know why, you know, sometimes there's an egoistic mind here.
Yeah, the nature know enough. Yeah. Don't worry.
See, I'm a man, I should not cry, you know. Somehow or other.
That one is your thought telling.
That's a thought. And in fact, when I got that, the yellow card for the wow, I did that wow before I come here.
Yeah.
And naturally, my tear keep on rolling down.
Definitely. Basically.
Yeah.
You have done this vow before.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you won't. The insight won't know. The insight won't know. Then when you receive back this type of thing, the nature will move. Your bodhi mind, bodhi sing move.
Yeah.
That's why tears. Then no wonder I saw you early morning. Here and here. Oh, seriously, renewing that vow and committing to that training. Then, like I told you all, based on what he experienced the first 2 days, the awareness-based mindfulness, after he had the faith, initially he felt the heartbeat, bova, bova, then hear the neck.
Yeah.
Then the next day, he convinced already, you know, he relaxed, then he feel that the pumping is slower already, remember? Then after that, he decide, silent everything. After that, you know what happened. You let him tell you.
Yeah. So, when I silent everything, it's a lot of effort. In a sense, it's a lot of aditana.
Yeah, aditan. Means the vow, the resolve to do it.
And I realized that the mundane mind, no matter how, they're trying to take every opportunity to
to intervene and come.
To intervene, so we have to have every time to draw the line, don't cross the line. So, I did brief Ashay that couple of days ago. The experience is very remarkable.
Yeah, remarkable.
You're like putting yourself, not controlling anything.
Yeah.
Don't think anything, don't interfere anything.
Don't try to know, then just completely silent and let things be.
It
will come.
It's beyond mundane explanation. Everything, like I'll share, is everything go down to time frozen.
Yeah.
It's so slow and a lot of things happening, and you can actually know exactly there's so many things happening.
Correct.
You cannot explain that you are looking into one.
Yes, because your sensitivity enhanced because of that so-called refinement of sati or awareness. And he told me, he said, but you know, the heartbeat, very, very well regulated, no? Means no longer like last time, no, very quiet, very still, and a lot of compassion, no? A lot of love, no? That one comes from the Bodhisattva vow, otherwise that compassion cannot come out. See? New people. First retreat.
And also, I also want to share something which is actually my personal life story.
Mm.
When I read through and also Brother Teo's talk, talking about dukkha, dukkha sancha, it actually come back to me. You're talking about the birth is suffering. In actual fact, I experienced that because I was the bridge baby. In my mother's womb, and she was struggling for her life and my life. And finally, she got through in a wee hours morning of Guan Yin birthday. So, I mean, I recall back the life incident for me. I said that there is an affinity after 60 years. After 60 years, only then I realized there is an affinity between me and Guan Yin. And the other life experience, which is quite tragic for me, I almost died in accident. And because that practice of observing the true mind and also the heart, it reminds me of an accident which is quite tragic in a sense that I was driving. That was about 20 years ago. And normally we talk about a car means that you bump at people's car or someone bump at my car. But this accident is very weird. It's actually from top. Something, a transformer, burning transformer from the bridge crashed through the windscreen and hit my heart. And my body was burning. And the abdomen area. So when this thing happened, I don't think of anything. It's just like time frozen. I only hear my heartbeat. So when I do this practice, the awareness practice, this part of memory, I recall.
Yeah, you will recall.
I recall.
Means, it's a condition for you to go and search for this teaching.
I found that this is the same heartbeat that actually guide me through the difficult time.
Correct.
For me to compose my mind and get myself, even though I will be fainted on the road and die in a crash. I managed to, it's very painful, managed to park at the side of the road, at the highway. And the police came, the ambulance came. The blessing and wholesomeness. And I, after the accident, I don't blame. In fact, I have a lot of joy after the accident, knowing that I survived. I felt so thankful that this cause and condition happened to me. Instead of people who drive riding on a motorbike or a smaller car, definitely they cannot survive that accident. So then I see that is very touching on me. Thank you very much, Brother Teo, for bringing me the condition to see the affinity of this cultivation. Thank you. Sadhu. I will respect.
Sadhu. Let us rejoice. Sadhu. So these are the true happening that you can witness. That's why I developed the faith. This great being, you don't think is fairy tale. No? It's not them, no. It's their nature. No? That's all. Their nature has their vow. No? You can develop affinity with them, means you can match. In Mahayana, they call xiang yin, understand? Means exact match. You know? Then there will be a response, understand? Then the affinity is already established. And to develop affinity is not difficult. Like Wai Fan came to know, pay a respect, understand? then make offering, then make vow, chant their four how and other things. That's why this one, Shanti Pusa's message to Alicia is ask we all to chant, is for you all to develop affinity. So that this one, once the affinity is there, their nature, they will respond. So in future, when you come, like Wai Fan like that, don't know Dhamma, don't know anything, but somehow come to Cameron, then somehow can experience the stillness, the tranquility of this place. Then go to Chunti Pusa, there he know how to pray as well, and he felt so different. That's why that one is a condition to actually activate the Wohi mind and all those things to start. Then they all diligently talk to the husband, look for the website. Then the husband quite good, no? The whole website, a lot of rubbish thing inside there. But he managed to get my video. Yeah, his criteria is very simple. Somebody who knows the teach Heart Sutta in English. You Google, you find my video. Somehow my video now in the YouTube, they come out very fast. You are a cultivator. There's a lot of people I don't know, and they are listening. Because you share the truth. Those who seek truth, they can feel you. So all this is like meant to be. Like what I told Jin Hao last night, this website will help a lot of people. And those who have affinity, who yen on, they will come on. They will listen first. In fact, this is not the first time. Listen for 6 months only come. Cindy, sit down there, you ask her. She listen for how long? Then later on, the condition arrive. He go and learn chanting for Ingvi. Then he talk about me. Then Ingvi say, hey, you can go. Ingvi took her to my house to attend the Tuesday class. And then from there, from listening to actual attendance, totally different. Because the thing went in just like that. And I remember last year retreat. Oh, she was full of joy. Is it 8 days too short? Is it? Then when they talk about sati awareness, aware means aware lah. Talk so much for what? Aware means silent, no talk. So when people understand, it's so different. So hopefully, this will give you the encouragement, the faith, and the resolve. Antitan, not difficult. With the sasana, with this window, it's very easy. Can you understand? Aiyo. Okay, 9:30, meditate ready. Oh, one more. Okay. Sadhu. Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Sir. This is my first time to join the retreat. I think the sound when I sing the
Chunti Pusa.
I have a lot of sensation.
Wow, very good. Sadhu.
And also my tear come out.
Wow, Sadhu. Very good.
Now I want to talk also.
Yeah. Still inside. The emotion is still strong.
Yeah. Even though sometimes when I walk by and all this, some might have the sensation.
Yeah.
This time after you sing the song, the tear come out.
Yeah.
First time, I seldom.
You know why? You know why? Inside, your nature knows. That's why the tears will come out. Where you have affinity before. And because this life.
In a while.
This life you come, a form of mind that is new, you cannot recall, you cannot remember. But your heart inside, they can actually know what this thing is. That's why. The brain cannot know. Where the brain is this live one. Here is over the eons and eons and eons of cultivation. So wherever you have affinity, your that nature receive one. Then when the time comes, when the causes and conditions arise, this one respond. That's how you will know it. Sometimes I travel, I will know that area got great being or what. Their nature is ever ready. That's why when I travel North South Highway also, I can feel a certain area, the energy is different. Then when I go to Laos also same, Thailand also same. Then when I went to China, wow, a lot. China a lot. That's why I take Sky Metta, the spiritual tree, a lot of time we go China. All the holy mountain, huh? The you call what? Way place, but the one that 不是名山啊, 四大圣山啊, 圣地, 啊, 四大圣地, 啊, means 圣人 is Arya, 啊, 圣地 is the way place of all these great beings. 啊, so, 普陀山, I went a lot of time. I took Kayamita then also. Then, this 五台山 also, 峨眉山 also. Then, 地藏王菩萨, 九华山 also, I went. Then, of course, in between, 黄山 very near, I also went. Then the best is 梵净山. Oh, you remember we went up 梵净山? The two monasteries up there on top, together, cross one bridge, arch bridge across. You want to say something? Let him finish first, later. Okay, you continue. What's your name? Yip, Yip. You Penang one, Oh, Sadhu, Sadhu. Rejoice, yeah. Thank you for your sharing. Yeah,
Brother Teo, good morning. I just now singing the song, I also cried.
What? So, I, that means you have affinity, you understand?
I don't know. I never cried before. I sing any song or in front of any pay respect to any great being.
You never cried.
Never
before.
Cried. I was thinking, how come I got no feeling one? Never cried. But this one, it just touched my heart. You
yeah,
know?
Then the thing come out, the tears.
And it just like wow, inside very deep. Don't want to cry also cannot.
You know why? Your thought is suppressing you from doing honestly. But this thought, you are now 99% here, no? Your awareness haven't come, no? And yet inside activated, no? Like you say, don't want to cry also cannot, no? But from there, deep inside come out, understand, no? Then there is a type of emotion, but very positive one. That manifest like Yip.
I don't know what is the meaning of this, but
this one means you have affinity. Otherwise, you think for inside can move. This is what I mean by the Bohi mind or the true mind. Once there are causes and conditions, you will be activated and then you will manifest. So you take this Bodhisattva vow with the yellow card. All the right view, right understanding that I teach you, then later on you add in the four circle formation, all those things, you go the Bodhisattva way. Because you vow using the power of merit for causes and conditions for you to always have this right view whenever you arise. Whether you choose to come or you have to come, you will have this understanding. And then this thing, if it's deeply planted with faith, sincerity, it will activate by itself, understand now? This is what they call Bohi mind. Mind that can lead to enlightenment, the true mind, not the ordinary mundane japlang mind. Understand now? That one is every time make you bosong, 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 and miserable. Whereas the Bohi mind give you joy. Give you tranquility, stillness, like Brother Wong came along. It's so different. And when you can do this, all your vibration all become very fine. And this is the one that can heal, recuperate, and give rise to tranquility, stillness. You see, Wai Fan? First day come, cannot close eye. Close eye, all the thought come. Now, peaceful, tranquil. Will he know how to meditate? And also, I think because of causes and conditions, my nature know a lot of you cannot do that. I remember in the early days, like Jack mentioned, when he came to my class in the early day, I was teaching mind sweeping method. Well, that time, how can I teach awareness-based meditation? Nobody understand at that time. So I refrained from teaching that until they develop the affinity and understanding, then can come to terms with their understanding. Then only I start to teach, which is only recent years. So because of that, now you slowly, slowly understand. That's why that day when you talk to me at the dinner, don't worry. Although I appear like I reprimand you, no. I just say you are not listening. You cannot understand me. So, like awareness and consciousness. You are conscious of life, but you are not aware. It's just like, no lah, brother, how can you say I'm not aware? How can you say I'm not listening? I'm listening. But you're listening with your mundane emotion as well. Means whatever I say cannot go in. That's why I say you are not listening in that sense. You are not listening from your heart with the awareness. Without the thought coming to interfere. And then when you listen like that, there is the art of listening. Then go in. You go in.
But this retreat, I feel different.
Yeah, very like different, definitely.
Like understand more.
Yeah, a lot more.
The last retreat, I was like...
Blur, blur, lah.
I read words only, words only.
Not bad.
Words only.
You know why? Po Cheng, before she start, first two retreat also blur, blur. He still tell us, blur, 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 pardon me, I very new, I blur, blur.
Yeah, after retreat, I feel like nothing, don't feel like that, like
you
don't learn anything.
Or, 时间不够啊，you know why? 太好命啊，不 suffering 嘛。You look at Brother Wong, they all got suffering, Jack also got suffering. That one serious, understand or not?
Yes,
so
yes.
Not until, like I always say, it's you, understand? Don't blame anybody else. You are given this condition, born as a human being, encounter the true Dhamma. You let it slip by, it's your choice, understand?
Okay, let me pay respect to Brother.
Sadhu. See, the tears come out again. Seldom cry one, cannot cry one, but now, come on. Sadhu. But this is a good sign. After you learn the Dhamma and the awareness base, KC will have good life. I remember last time, right, after he came to my Thursday class, I think about 1 month or so, then Sui An called me and said, hey, Ratio and Papa Sui want to take us for lunch. So we went out for lunch. Then on the way, go in the restaurant, he talked to me. He said, Ratio, thank you. I say, why? He said, now my life so much better. So all these are the marvel of Dhamma, understand? You got problem, the Dhamma is the antidote, understand? The solution to all this. Yeah. Any more?
Sorry.
Before,
good morning, Brother Teo, and all kilometers. Before, when Alicia said wanted to chant the Junti.
Slowly, don't worry. Wow. I think need another pack of tissue.
before Sui finished the wording, my tears start flowing already. So I cannot sing. And my body keep vibrating my upper body. So this is my sharing.
It means you also have strong affinity with Junti Bosa. That's why not until the condition manifests, your nature really activated, you cannot know. Understand or not? Because this brain, the mundane mind, is this life, understand? So how can you know things that happened long, long, long ago? Even your this life, let's say this life, your affinity with my nature, okay? This one considered very strong already, where you all can come in person and in contact, understand? And receive the teaching direct. Yeah. But do you think in future life, you don't take the Bodhisattva vow, you can recognize, I walk by you also, you don't know, understand? So all these things is meant to be. That's why a lot of karmita ask me, but why take us so long? It's not to say take you so long. All these need causes and conditions. When you are ready, I like this saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You agree or not? Because I told you that 1986, when Kuan Yin's message came, the book come, the teacher come, the guide come, everything come. I don't know them one, all of them. Yeah. From Thailand, from New Zealand, from all over the world. Yeah. And they just appear. Yeah. How you explain all this? That's why when you understand the Supreme Vehicle teaching, when you take the Bodhisattva way, then you will know how all this manifests. Because the causes and conditions are there. And in the teaching, the Buddha has don't worry. Chipotle, normal. This type of thing, normal. After a while, it will settle down. Yeah. There is a, what they call Pali word, I think NB will know, natural occurrences. No, like the birth of a Buddha, all the manifestation, natural occurrences. This is under what you call that third niyama. Kama niyama, citta niyama, the last one is Dhamma niyama, under Dhamma, natural occurrences. Means, when causes and conditions arise, it will manifest. Like the passing away of the Buddha, the birth of the Buddha, all the heaven rhyme, one by one, they will quack one. Understand? They will know one. Yeah. Then the other one is, Yun Chan, you want to say something? Oh, it's a tissue. Okay. Wow, this tissue very lucky. Never mind. For Chupolian, let her be. Don't worry. She will settle down. So all this is what this what I mean by natural occurrences. Means all these are the signs that will manifest. So when your nature has that ability, it will also create that thing one. That's why when a great being is being born, not necessarily a Buddha alone, the nature know. You know Liu Zhuhui Neng, the sixth bit here. Do you know when he was born? A lot of things happened. No? And two monks from nowhere came from very far, came and knocked on the house. And the father also surprised, doesn't know who they are. But the monk say, we are here to give the name. The name Hui Neng is given by them. Then they don't know. Of course, they also poor in a rural area. Then they know it's special. So when Hui Neng grew up, he like when young, people like simply kill things, he cannot, he prevent people from killing one. Then he tried to like very compassionate help. That's why when he grew up, he very filial piety. He do his duty, take care of the mother. I think the father earlier passed away already. So because of that, Hui Neng only manifests when he delivered the firewood and hurt the person stay near the place where he delivered the firewood. That person is quite wealthy. Recite the Diamond Sutta. The moment the Diamond Sutta is recited, when he reached the part, the mind must have no dwelling, insight activate. Understand not? And all these manifestations accumulating until he became the sixth patriarch, the very famous sixth patriarch. These are nature's occurrences, understand not? That manifest on its own. So your nature, when you have the vow, it will connect you. Your thought will not know. Your thought, memory is this life, understand not? Sometimes, of course, you recall some very, what they call, very strong phobia or whatever from past life. That is like you can recall past life, understand not? But most of it are not the real one. The one that sometimes is the real one is because you have very strong imprint in that life about that thing. Then it will manifest. Yeah. Like your cultivation, like the great being or the teacher that you meet. Your nature will know or no, it will manifest or no. Yeah. Like this life, I have very strong affinity, Kuan Yin, I know. When my mother young, you know, he is a typical Pai Pai type of go and pray to the deity or the, but she got faith in Kuan Yin. And he always take me to Kuan Yin Miao. I go to all these temples, I cannot pay respect. Funny. But when I see Kuan Yin, I see the four great Bodhisattva, Tizang Wang Fusa, Guan Si Yin Fusa, Wen Su Fusa, and this Pusian Fusa, I naturally pay respect. Amitabha also, Samang Sambuddha also. But all the dainty, they got a lot, they Chu Kong, whatever, all those. I cannot pay respect. But out of respect for my mother, I follow my mother there. I take the joystick, I count 1 to 10, then I put. So because of that, I slowly, when I grew up, I came to understand why I cannot pay respect to all this. But those that I naturally can pay respect on, turn out to be all the great beings. The true Dharma teacher and master that my nature knew before. So all this will be with you when you take the Bodhisattva vow. And when you follow my format, you will recall a lot of things on. Even non-sasana, that teaching will come out. Then sometimes you hear somebody speak the truth or the sharing of this, immediately it connects, tears come out of it. Then activate it, then you want to listen. So this is how it manifests. Understand? So don't think that all these are like fairy tale. Your thought cannot understand one. Forget about your thought. That's why you develop awareness-based meditation. And I tell you, once that one activated, a lot from your past will come back to you. Your spiritual nature automatically will come. Before you connect to that true mind, whatever you cultivate as a spiritual nature will not come. Not like karma. Karma, the moment you are born, haunt you already. Follow you already. Okay? Sandra, let Alicia.
I will do the sharing. Okay,
no problem. I think today we skip meditation all the way until lunchtime. No problem.
Sorry. 因为我想讲第一天我们不是有点乱，然后第二天我就生病了，然后我也不懂就是我的头很痛，然后肚子又很痛，就是我也不懂为什么，我就把东西噼里啪啦这样收拾，就回去房间休息。然后当我一进到我的房间的时候，我有一个 talk 跟我是讲 ，What scenario 你回家？OK， 但是那个 right view 之后的是不是？你一定要把你的工作做好，你的 duty 一定要做，你一定要把这个 retreat 圆满。然后呢，他就 condition 然后我就打电话叫 Sister Gamlan 帮我买药。他这是很 clear 的，因为你知道你这个身体有病，你要把自己身体搞好，
yeah,
你才能够接下去走。
对。
那个 duty 哈，所以然后我就叫 Sister Gamlan 买药，然后他就跟我讲 ，Alicia， 今日第一日做你就冧咗，所以意思说 the meaning is first day only you sick ah. So I say okay, 他就 condition sister 感染，叫我去准提殿。他说明天一早你爬起来就去准提殿点灯。
哇，啥都。
然后我就想，OK， 我就没有任何的，我就讲 OK， 然后我就吃了药，然后我就休息，但是我还是睡不着。Mrs. Steele 他们回来还是有聊一点东西，然后第二天早上我就 as usual 我就下去点灯，然后我就 make aspiration 说准提菩萨，我一定要把我这个 duty 做好，拜托你给我健康，OK， 我恢复我的这个自身。然后之后呢 somehow 他就有一个很 strong 的 affinity 就叫我去那边 meditate。
所
以我就去那边 meditate。我不要讲太长了 Bert, 就是他有一个 message 给我了哈。他意思说你跟我说你的修行是要什么，他很 clear 的跟我讲了。OK, 然后之后呢我就就somehow我也讲不出那个感觉，就是昨天晚上我就睡不着，所以我就拿那个准提的那个咒就去放在我耳朵，我就睡着了，我也不懂其实睡着。然后呢其实那一天晚上就是我点灯之后他给我那 message, 晚上我就很想唱，但是我跟我自己讲是你的动吗OK, 不用紧了，不用紧了，就不用紧。然后到昨天晚上这个发生之后
yeah, yeah.
然后刚才我一路走就是有准提的咒嘛。
Yeah.
就然后我就跟他说如果你真的要参的话你给我 message 吧。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
然后就是这样哇，然后我就听 Karen 的 sharing 坐在那边。
Yeah, yeah, 对
然后我一看那个地藏王菩萨
yeah, yeah.
前面那个塔。
Yeah, 对
他就头。然后就这边就哇
就 move 了
这个
将就起来了
manifest 上来那我就讲哎呀然后我就心想去那边 silent 应该没事吧还不行啊然后就这样子所以我想讲的虽然我们来到任何的情况生病但是我们不能退我们的菩提心
对
就是要坚持
不退菩提心
因为菩萨们付出的很多很多
对对对
我们这个一点点算不了什么
对
所以这个 understanding 给我我非常的感恩因为我这几天我一直很感恩准提菩萨因为他 guide 我让我看到从一个你所谓的 mundane mind 认为哦，你这个色身生病了你不能 continue 而且我的脚第一天来是卡着不能走的我也是慢慢走直到昨天我 meditate 的时候我看到我的 awareness 去 heal 它所以这个真的不可思议
yeah,
我是想借着这个机会跟大家分享也给大家一个 faith 任何东西的发生都不可以退菩提心
对
感恩大家阿弥陀佛
阿弥陀佛萨德萨德萨 very good because this type of sharing isreally very helpful and it can give you faith because when you encounter certain issue don't just give up on it because what you suffer compared to the great being the Bodhisattva yours is nothing on itself you know why or not this great being or the Sama Samudra or their nature or something, as they cultivate and progressIt's not that segmented form and mind alone doing the work. No. You know why? Their nature is also doing the work. No. Their great being's nature, their Buddha nature. Because of their vow, if you have affinity, you can actually, through your faith, your sincerity, talk to them. And there will be a response if you are sincere. Understand? No?And causes and conditions will manifest. So people who don't understand, they may not believe. They may think this is right. No, if you are in this field, if you are a real, genuine cultivator of the way, you will understand. That's why our Bodhisattva vow is not you every life come, yeah, that segment. How much can you save? How much can you take across? Limited, that's all. But when your nature reaches certain ability, that nature with its affinity, it just do the work without you around. Because that is the nature doing the work. The vow already strongly planted. Then that nature with its vow and its perfection will continue to manifest. And it will actually benefit countless living beings. Using that nature to help you to fulfill the vow is a lot faster and a lot easier. So now you understand. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, just now, Papa Surya, you want to share?
Amitabha, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. I want to share about some family problems that I have. So, actually, not to say my problem, but to give faith to Kayamitas. Before I actually learned Dharma, my daughter was very sick. So she was only 6+ years old, and I haven't learned anything about Buddhism. The only thing I learned is Kuan Yin. I only do Kuan Yin chanting, the Da Bei Zhou. So I do that chanting by heart. I memorize it in a few months. Actually, the chanting was a few pages, you know. When I look at it, I said, wow, so difficult. You know, I didn't chant it in Mandarin. I chant it in the Sanskrit, you know. So it was so difficult for me.
Sanskrit is not easy. You are new.
Yes. So, but I have that determination to do it. And I chant it, and I was able to complete it in front of the Kunyam. And when she was sick, I went to the temple nearby the hospital and do the chanting every day. And also I play the mantra on her bed in the hospital. So in the hospital, in the intensive unit, a lot of children inside. And every day you see passing of children. So it was very, very scary for me. So I went to the Kuan Yin and pray. I said, you know, my life is nothing compared to my daughter. She's only 6 years old. So I say I give half of her life to her. And then I think about it, oh no, cannot. If I give half of my life to her, how, who is going to take care of her, you know? So that was the thought that came to me. So I begged the Kunyam. I want to grow up with her, so to see her as an adult So after that, my daughter actually recovered, and the doctor was very surprised. You know, she recovered in 2 weeks. Usually, this kind of problem may have like 50 to 70% can die one. So it was a miracle for me lah. So from that, I have so much faith in the Kuan Yin, despite no Dharma understanding yet. The second incident that happened to me is another family of mine had trouble. So this was a very troubled headache for me. It will cause the entire family to break up. So this time I actually get to know Chun Di Pusat. So I chant this Chun Di Pusat mantra every day. As I chant, I cry and cry and cry. But I persevere because I do not know how the help will come to me. But I have so much faith, you know. And finally, the problem resolved by itself. Although I also went to see Kunyam also. I also do the mantra chanting. But I added an additional help, right? I need another help because I do not know which Pusa can help. They tell me that different Pusa has different specialty.
Different specialty.
So I say, I don't know what specialty, you know, Pusa had for this kind of problem, you know. So I say, never mind, since I get to know Chun Di Pusa already, so I will chant the Chun Di Pusa mantra. The thing about chanting is, although I do not know how to chant, my chanting is horrible, brother. No tune one, you know. I just recite, you know, recite and then go by it, because I want to chant as many times I can, you know. Mm. And then taking care of the family and doing the chanting, and the heart is not very calm, but I have to do it anyway. So the determination for me is extremely strong, brother. For me, I cannot see my family break up, brother. Mm.
That is compassion, the great compassion. Like my mother, she can sacrifice everything for the family.
Yes. So for that reason, I chant this Chundi Pusat. Mm. The other thing I also chant is, brother, like I said, I do not know which Pusat can help me. So I also chant this, because this Tibetan, they call him a Buddha, Rinpoche. Guru Rinpoche. I just know the name by Guru Rinpoche. So I also chant his mantra, you know. So I felt that whichever Pusa can help me or the Buddha can help me, you know, I will chant it. So as I chant also, I also don't know how to chant. I actually don't go and look for video to listen and then learn the lyrics and the tune, you know, because I have no time for this, no brother. I need to resolve all the problems. So I always tell, I have conversation with them. I said, you know, I'm not going to do the chanting with the perfect pronunciation and the tune, you know. I will just do the recitation itself, you know. So that is what I do, lah. So after a lot of perseverance, of course, my mind is not very calm, but I'm able to go through it. And when I see success, I tell you, brother Teo, it's amazing, amazing, unshakable. It's not just joy, it's unshakable faith, in the triple jam. That's why sometimes when I wrote to brother Teo, I have unshakable faith. The Mandai Man will say, you know, I think all this Kayamita thing, I'm a bit crazy. You know? Always say this kind of thing, you know. I mean, that is the thought that say that. But the nature has to say it out, you know, brother Teo. So I like to thank brother Teo, kan en, fei chang kan en, brother Teo. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Ultimate realization to transcend life. Unit Dharma Code 105 teaching.
At the bottom.
By Brother Teo Kian Kun.
Then up there, physical time.
Physical time, psychological time, the timeless. About Brother Teo Kian Kun.
No need, that one no need. That one we read before already. Page 1.
Preface. It is Brother Teo's sincere wish that Dharma friends, spiritual practitioners, seekers of truth, and cultivators will be able to make use of this Dharma teaching to develop a better understanding of the Buddha Dharma as taught by the Buddha, so that they may progress along the path of the Dharma to become more virtuous, nobler, and wiser human beings who will be a blessing to humanity and to the world. This book is based on a YouTube video of Brother Teo's 22nd February 2024 Thursday Dharma class teaching. Some editorial amendments were made for smoother reading without detracting from the essence of the teaching. It is hoped that readers can understand the true meaning and intent of the teaching. A useful way to do this is to watch the said YouTube video before reading this book. Acknowledgements. It is the donor's intention that this Dharma teaching in written form be shared with those who are interested and have the affinity to receive it. We would like to thank and rejoice in the generosity and wholesomeness of all donors and all Dharma friends or Kalyanamitas who have donated their time an effort to help in the preparation of this book and make the distribution of this Dharma Dana possible. Special thanks to the following for their collective contribution to make this Dharma teaching available in this print form. Chi Gui Yen, Alicia Cheong Pek Yok, Chiu Po Lian, Han Mo Ching, Han Po Ching, Padmasuri Liu, Lim Eng Bee, Lim Ke Beng, Ui Chiu Hun, Tae Chin Hao, Teo Su Yi, Tion Hee Hien. By the power of this wholesomeness, May all beings be well and happy, free from all mental and physical sufferings and dangers, and may there be love, peace, and joy deep within their hearts. May it also pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for all Dharma friends who have donated or helped in one way or another to realize their good and noble wishes and aspirations soonest possible. Brother Teo Kien Kun, May 2024. Unit Dharma Code 105 on Ultimate Realization. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend the present moment, leading to the cessation of the form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. Unique Dharma Code 104, extracted from 105, extracted from Straight from the Heart Unique Dharma Codes.
Extracted from the book Straight from the Heart Unique Dharma Code. Eh? So just now what you read is the Unique Dharma Code 105 already. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll read this part for you. Eh? Unique Dharma Code 105, extracted from the book Straight from the Heart, Unique Dharma Code, as written by Brother Teo. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend the present moment, leading to the cessation of form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. So this is the code that lead to the talk. Then the whole of the transcript is based on that talk. Okay, now you can start. Number 4.
Pre-puja chanting. A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dharma. Today is 22nd February 2024, Thursday class. We will continue our Dharma sharing from my book, Straight from the Heart, Unit Dharma Codes. We are currently at Unit Dharma Code 105. Let us compose our mind and develop the Sada, Viriya, and Sati to commence our pre-puja chanting. End of puja chanting. Awareness-based meditation instructions. Thursday class, 22nd of February, 2024 instructions. As usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. We will turn off the lights for you to proceed with your meditation. This awareness-based meditation is very important because it can help us develop the inner awareness or sati within. There are four supports to develop this awareness-based meditation, and they are relax, maintain awareness, stabilize the awareness, and trust. As explained previously, the silent mind without thought is awareness itself. So, mindfulness is basically an awareness before the knowing. When you are aware before the knowing, without thought, that awareness itself is sati or mindfulness. Therefore, we need to develop that mindfulness and allow it to stabilize. That is why the second support after relaxing the body and the mind is to maintain awareness. However, it is very difficult to maintain awareness. Maintaining awareness does not involve creating more thinking or thoughts and aggregates of mind. It simply means being aware of whatever arises at your six sense doors, whether it is hearing, smell, taste, touch, sight, or thought consciousness, and allowing them to pass through without further engagement. After that, refrain from continuing to think. After becoming aware, if you proceed to perceive and engage in thinking, the mundane mind will arise. If you constantly do that, it develops into habitual tendencies, eventually leading you to become heedlessly lost in thought. That is why maintaining awareness can be challenging. To maintain awareness means to refrain from thinking, knowing, and not going beyond pure perception. After perceiving through the hearing consciousness or other senses such as smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness, simply remain silent and maintain awareness. Then let it naturally fade away. Just be aware without attempting to know or engage in any activity. Relax, maintain awareness, and allow the mind to settle down. The third support following the relaxation of the body and the mind and maintaining awareness is to stabilize the awareness by continuously allowing it to remain in that state of awareness without thought. By doing so, your awareness will stabilize, allowing you to develop a very good and profound understanding of what this inherent awareness nature within is all about. Realizing this pure awareness nature, which is beyond thought, is very important. However, this pure awareness nature is closely intertwined with thought, as thoughts arise very quickly from this pure awareness nature. This is why many people, lacking proper understanding, cannot realize pure awareness. They are accustomed to their mundane thinking mind and the thought process. They rely heavily on the thought process and they think a lot, as they have been conditioned to do so since birth. Without thought, they feel they are unable to function or live life. These factors contribute to why most people cannot develop this inner awareness to be mindful and to be aware most of the time. Understand this and you will make progress. Now, I will allow you to develop the awareness within on your own. Remember the first three of the four supports. Relax the body and mind. Maintain awareness without trying to know or do anything and simply just be aware, aware, aware. And then stabilize your awareness. For those of you who are accustomed to using specific objects of meditation, such as Anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and the out breath, or any other object of meditation that you are familiar with to meditate, you can use it as a skillful means to anchor your awareness or mindfulness. It is your choice. However, if you can grasp the understanding, you can just use the four supports that I have taught you, especially the first three supports, to develop the mindfulness or the awareness within yourself. It is much faster. Then you can stay there to stabilize the awareness. If you can do that, you will progress and understand all the Buddha's teachings quickly. To be able to develop this mindfulness or awareness within is very important. To maintain that state of awareness means you must stay in that state of awareness without thought for as long as you can. But most people cannot do so. They need a lot of training and understanding to develop that state of awareness. For those who have done it before, it is very easy, not a problem at all. Hopefully, with faith and this understanding, you can develop the mindfulness or the awareness within. Now, I will let you meditate on your own to develop this awareness within. For those who have already trained their minds and their awareness has stabilized, they can move on to do the fourth support, which is trust. Trust your inner nature to develop the meditative movements. Silence everything and let the awareness stay at the heart area. Then, do not try to do anything through verbalization. Do not try to know and create perception and thinking. Just let that awareness nature move on its own and let it detect whatever on its own. Whatever happens, just let it be. You must trust your own awareness nature within to do the meditation. Do not allow the thought, the memory, and the thinking to interfere. All these are the mundane aspects of the thinking mind. The mundane mind is not your pure awareness nature. The pure awareness nature is responsible for the arising of thoughts. See clearly so that you understand. When you train your mind to develop this inner awareness until it stabilizes, you can see all those mental movements very clearly. Then you will come to understand that you have two minds. One of them is the true mind or the silent mind or the awareness nature within before the arising of thought. The other is the creation from the pure awareness nature by the karmic process. All these movements and the arising of thoughts are from the pure awareness nature. All these will become clear and you will develop clear understanding of them. The first real and successful progress for those cultivating this awareness-based meditation is to realize this awareness nature within. This awareness nature is your true mind, your meditative mind. That is the one that can develop wisdom and understanding, and it can be awakened. Use it to insight into phenomena, to observe silently, to develop the understanding, and to realize the inner awareness nature. Then, stabilize it. Now, I want to repeat my earlier 16 November 2023 awareness-based meditation instructions below, as they complement very well my above 22nd February 2024 instructions. It can help cultivators understand this awareness-based cultivation better. Some part of the instructions may appear to be the same, as if repeated, but each time you read it after you have developed the cultivation, your understanding will become different. And with that new understanding, you can cultivate to stabilize your awareness nature within more easily. Thursday class, 16 November 2023 instructions. As usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. We will turn off the lights for you to proceed with your meditation. Just relax your body and mind and maintain some form of attention. Then, we can commence our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Always remember, awareness-based meditation is to enable us to develop the awareness within. There are four supports to help you develop this awareness-based meditation. The first support is to relax. Relax into every mind state that arises. This is the first support. Just maintain a relaxed body and mind. Do not try to know. Do not try to do anything. Just relax and maintain awareness. This is the second support. Then, stabilize the awareness. This is the third support. The last support is trust. This is the fourth support. You only do the fourth support after you have developed the stability of the mindfulness within. Otherwise, the first three supports are good enough. Relax, maintain awareness, and then stabilize the awareness. When you can stabilize the awareness within, you will come to understand another aspect of the mind, which is beyond thinking and beyond the thought process. It is just the pure awareness nature within. With that, great understanding and joy can arise within your nature. So just silence your mind, relax the body and the mind, and maintain awareness. Just do that. No need to know or do anything else, because the knowing and doing are always done by the thought. Keep your mind alert, attentive, and aware. Just be aware no matter what arises. Aware and just stay aware. This pure awareness nature within needs to be realized and stabilized. After you can do that, your meditative mind, the tranquil and still mind without thought, will manifest. That is your true mind, your silent mind. That is the mind that can develop the wisdom or the insight to awaken you. Since this awareness-based meditation can help us realize the awareness nature within, we must therefore develop it and make use of it to cultivate the meditative wisdom and understanding needed to liberate the mind. Realizing this awareness nature within is very important. This is your primordial mind or your true mind. It exists before the creation of all thoughts and mundane thinking by the mundane mind, arising from there. The true mind is the first entity to come out from our nature. We call it the pure awareness nature. To develop the meditative understanding, we need to return all thinking to the pure awareness nature by just relaxing and maintaining awareness there. By doing just that, thinking will naturally slow down by itself. That is, you do not try to do or know. Through that process, thought loses its ability to move or to proliferate further, thereby becoming very quiet. Then, just continue to maintain awareness. Whatever arises, be aware of whatever arises. Be aware and continue to maintain the silent inner awareness. The thinking mind or the mundane mind that you have been using throughout the day will start to slow down until it becomes very quiet and very still. Then, you will experience the tranquility and stillness of mind to realize the silent mind. A first glimpse of it is already very wonderful and beautiful. When you can stabilize it, you become even more beautiful. After you can be with that pure awareness nature, you can understand a lot of things. Then, inquire without thought who you are and what you are and what that nature is all about. From then on, you will become very different. You will become more aware and more sensitive. That awareness nature makes you more sensitive because you are just aware and no longer distracted by the thought, the heedless thinking, the mental activities, and the mental states that arise. When all those mundane thinking or stirring of mind and emotions cease, you will realize that the true mind is very beautiful, bright, luminous, tranquil, and still, because it is just the pure awareness nature. The bright, luminous nature is beyond thought, beyond mind. It can see things as they are. It can awaken and it can insight into phenomena to realize the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Now, I will set the alarm for 30 minutes for you to train yourself to develop this awareness within through this awareness-based meditation. For those who already have the ability to stabilize their inner awareness, they can just silence their mind completely and stay at the heart area to stabilize their awareness nature further by cultivating the fourth support of trust. Trust your own awareness nature to develop the meditative movements by just silently observing with the silent mind to understand what is going on within your own form and mind, to understand how you function as a human being, and to understand who you are and what you are. Developing all this understanding is what awareness-based meditation is all about. The bell ring. The 30 minutes awareness-based meditation has come to an end. Post-meditation Dharma sharing. You can now slowly and mindfully come out of your meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the mind states you need to live life and to help you develop the daily mindfulness to be aware throughout the day, leading to heedfulness. Please turn to page 6 of our chanting book. We shall now chant the invocation to the Devas, Devaratata. End of chanting. Dharma sharing by Brother Teo on Unit Dharma Code 105, Ultimate Realization to Transcend Life. We shall continue from where we stopped. We are at Unit Dharma Code 105 of my book, Straight from the Heart, Unit Dharma Codes. This Unit Dharma Code 105 is on page 30. Unit Dharma Code 105. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend even the present moment, leading to the cessation of the form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. Ultimate realization or enlightenment. The unit Dharma code is very important. It is for you to understand what ultimate enlightenment or realization is. It means realizing and awakening to the truth, leading to the cessation of suffering and ending of birth and death. This means that to transcend life, you must go beyond birth and death. If you want to transcend life, you have to transcend even the present moment. Because the present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life, within the field of thought. That is the reason why nowadays there are a lot of teaching on present moment awareness, which the Buddhist tradition call sati or mindfulness. And this present moment awareness is what most cultivators try to realize and achieve. That is the reason why there are many teachers who teach present moment awareness. One of them is Eckhart Tolle. He wrote his famous best-selling book, The Power of Now. The main teaching is to teach you how to develop the stability of this inner awareness nature within. When you are with this pure awareness nature, you are with the present moment in pure awareness without thought. There is no thinking or thought to create the other two aspects of time, which we term the past and the future. The three periods of time, past, present, and future. When you think, the thought creates what is called the three periods of time, the past, the present, and the future. The past, the present, and future cover the full spectrum of time. Therefore, if you can develop the understanding of this three times, the past, the present, and the future, you will understand time. Time is basically existence because to exist or to live life is to go through time. That is how life, existence, and time are related. So, to understand life and existence, we must understand time. We should start by inquiring into these three times, the past, the present, and the future. Which of these three is reality? We have gone through all this before, right? Whatever we create through our thinking, the past is already gone. So, it is no longer a reality. Then, whatever has yet to come has not happened yet, and we call it the future. So, the future is also not a reality, because the future has yet to come. The only reality in life is actually the present moment. That is why it is the highest in life. With this, we have developed and established a very important understanding of what life, of what time is. Basically, through thought, the mundane mind arises and creates the illusion of time. We label it the past, the present, and the future. But in reality, everything arises and happens only within the moment. That is the only reality, whereas the past and the future are concepts of time created by thought. When you can really silence your mind and be with the moment to develop the understanding, you will understand what that truth is. You will come to understand whatever you do within the moment, you can only develop the understanding of that movement when you are aware of that movement. Of that moment when you are awake. You will come to understand whatever you do within the moment, You can only develop the understanding of that moment when you are aware. Without awareness, you are lost in thought, preoccupied with what you think and feel. That is why you need to understand this truth very clearly, otherwise you cannot understand the Buddhist teaching. Now, I will read to you this unique Dharma code 105 again. Maybe then you can develop a better understanding. Unique Dharma code 105. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend even the present moment, leading to the cessation of form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. When you can cease your form and mind to realize the cessation, which is Nibbana, or the enlightenment process of the unconditioned, you can develop the true understanding of what ultimate enlightenment is all about. Without that, you cannot do so. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. So, to transcend life, we have to transcend even the present moment. The unique Dharma code 105 is very profound and not easy to understand. But because of my earlier explanation, it will be a lot easier now. I will explain to all of you again on the whiteboard using the four circles formation as shown in Appendix 9.1. Hopefully, it will help you understand better. So, what is ultimate realization? It means enlightenment in the here and the now. To realize that, you have to transcend birth and death to transcend life. I have already explained that the three periods of time, which are the past, the present, and the future, are all still within the field of thought. What we need to comprehend is this word, existence. Indirectly, to exist is to go through life and to go through time. So, existence is time-related, and life is actually existence. Without existence, there is no life. So, life and existence are time-related. To understand existence and time, we need to define the whole spectrum of time. The whole spectrum of time is only the past, the present, and the future, which we have gone through. The past is already gone, no more a reality. The future is yet to come, so it is also not a reality. So the present moment is the only reality in life, and this is what we call life or existence. This is the only reality, and it is the highest in life. Understanding this, we can inquire that moment to moment, life passes by. But what are we doing? If you can understand this, you will understand your mind profoundly. What are most human beings doing throughout the day? We have established this inquiry. The present moment is the only reality in life, and moment to moment, life passes by. So, what are we doing? The answer is, most human beings are lost in thought. They are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so they never get to live life, and they totally miss out on life. What does it mean to live life? It means to be able to be in the state of presence, in present moment awareness. That is the reason why Eckhart Tolle teaches the power of now, and J. Krishnamurti teaches awareness. To be aware is to be in the state of presence without thought. That is why the present moment, the power of now, is the highest in life. If moment to moment life passes by and you are busy thinking, planning and worrying about life, how can you be aware of the pristine beauty and wonders of life? You will be lost in thought because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought or you are without thought. Ever mindful of the moment, to develop the pure awareness, to silently observe what is going on in life, in existence. So, if you are not able to be in this present moment awareness, which the Buddha calls sati, you cannot understand life. The present moment awareness is what sati is. Some call sati mindfulness. Mahayana Buddhists call it zhen nian. In actual fact, it is just the awareness nature. So, this present moment awareness, which is sati, is the highest in life. That is the reason why those who understand the Buddha's teaching will come to understand why sati is so important. Sati or mindfulness is the awareness before the knowing. That is the right reason why we try to develop this awareness-based meditation to realize and stabilize this inner awareness so that we can be with the present moment all the time or most of the time so as to be aware of what is going on within life and existence. That is how the silent mind, which is the awareness nature without thought, can observe and develop the understanding. It can also insight into phenomena to awaken to the truth and the reality within life and existence. So that is the reason why to realize enlightenment in the here and the now, or the ultimate realization, you need to transcend even the present moment, which is still within life. Do you understand? Venerable Master Guanqing Lao He Sang, there is a saying by a very famous Mahayana monk, Venerable Master Guanqing Lao He Sang. He always shares these three famous quotes that he had developed through his own realization. 过去性不可得, it means the mind of the past is already gone, and so it is not a reality anymore. You cannot hold on to it, nor grasp onto it, because it is already gone. So no more a reality, as we have established earlier on. Next is 未来性, the mind of the future, 也是不可得, is also not a reality. Why is that so? Because the future has yet to come, and hence, it is also not a reality. The future is just a thought projection. Then, knowing that the present moment is the only reality, he said, 现在心也不可得, the mind of the moment also cannot be grasped at or held on to. Why did he say that? It is because this present moment is still within life. So, to transcend life, which is to realize the enlightenment, is to transcend birth and death, 了生死, of this segmented life of ours. To do that, we must transcend even the present moment, which is still within existence and life itself. To transcend life, we must meditate to realize the cessation of the form and mind, which is Nibbana, to realize the unconditioned. As we all know, the present moment is the only apparent reality in life, and as real as it can be, it is just a moment and the next moment. It is really dead and gone and no more. And then the next moment arises and passes away again and again. This implies it is impermanent, transient, empty, and not so real. This is the anatta nature of non-self. Then how real can life be? That is the reason why Master Guanqing said, 过去性不可得, the mind of the past cannot be grasped onto because it is already gone and no more a reality. 未来性不可得, the mind of the future also cannot be grasped onto because it has yet to come. It is also not a reality. 现在性也不可得, the mind of the present moment also cannot be held on to because it is so transient and hence also not a reality. Even though it is the highest in life, it is still within the field of thought. Hence, the mind of the present moment also cannot be grasped onto because it is so transient and unstable. The moment you know or experience it, in a split second, it is already dead and gone. Physical and psychological times. That is why, to realize the ultimate enlightenment and the cessation, You have to transcend even the present moment, which is the power of now and sati. This is the reason why the realization of the Nibbana is the complete cessation of the form and the mind. In this complete cessation, even the pure awareness nature is also no more there. To realize the unconditioned, you need to go through that cessation. That is why the unconditioned is akaliko, timeless. Only the conditioned world has this so-called psychological time or the mundane mind's thinking time. Scientists have established two types of time. The first type is physical time. Scientists have a very clear definition of this physical time. Our Earth's time is physical time, and it is defined as 24 hours for a full day and night. 1 hour is made up of 60 minutes and 1 minute 60 seconds. It takes one full day or a full 24 hours for the Earth to spin one round on its axis. Then, as the Earth spins across space and time around the Sun, note the Earth is the third planet from our Sun. We call that 1 year, which is the time our planet takes to move through space and time to complete the full movement around the Sun. That is how physical time is established, and that is how we use it in our day-to-day living. The second type of time is more towards the spiritual and medical fields. We call it psychological time. This type of time is thought related. When you think, your psychological thinking time arises or takes place. That is why we call it psychological time. But when you do not think, what happens? When you stop thinking, psychological time comes to a stop. Is that not so? Hence, when you stop thinking, you can realize the timeless. You cannot stop or cease physical time because it is a measurement. On the other hand, psychological time is especially of interest because when psychological time stops, we realize the timeless, which is akaliko, and our ability to realize the timeless is most beautiful. Characteristics of the true Dharma. In the Sutta, when we recite the salutation to the Dharma, it is mentioned clearly by the Buddha that this Dharma that the Buddha had realized has the following very unique characteristics. This Dharma is timeless, akaliko. This word akaliko is timeless. It is beyond thought and beyond psychological time. When you stop thinking, psychological time does not exist. It is no more. And then you realize the timeless. That is how he came to realize the timeless. That is the reason why I define for you in the early days what mindfulness is. Mindfulness is an awareness before the knowing, before the arising of thought and the aggregates of mind. The moment thinking or thought arises, the mundane mind arises. From that pure awareness nature, thought arises. That is how all this manifests. The pure awareness nature without thought is the timeless. That is why when we recall the Buddha's salutation to the Dharma, he said, Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Well expounded is the Dharma by the Buddha. This Dharma that the Buddha had realized has certain very important unique characteristics. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo is the first unique characteristic. The Buddha recited this salutation to let the monks, his disciples and devotees at that time, check whether their cultivation is the Dharma he had realized. If your so-called enlightenment or realization does not match with what he had proclaimed under his salutation to the Dharma, it is not the enlightenment that the Buddha is talking about. That Dharma, according to the Buddha, is sanditiko, meaning that this Dharma can be realized in the here and the now, before you die, You do not have to wait till after death to come to know whether you have eternal life or whether this is true enlightenment and liberation from birth and death. These second unique characteristics, Sanditiko, can be realized in the here and the now. The third unique characteristic is Akaliko, meaning that it is timeless, beyond thought, beyond time. Beyond thought means beyond psychological time. With physical time, you cannot stop it because it is a measurement in physical existence. But with psychological time, it is different. It is related to spiritual time. When the thought stops, the true mind arises. Actually, the true mind is there all the time. From the true mind, mundane thinking and thought processes are quickly created. That is how it happens. Understanding this will enable one to understand how beautiful and profound the Buddha's teaching is. So, the unique characteristics of the Dhamma are: it is Svakkato, Sanditiko, Akaliko, and Ehipasiko. Ehipasiko is the fourth unique characteristic, meaning that this Dhamma that the Buddha had realized through his enlightenment in the here and the now can be put to the test. It can be investigated and it can stand up to investigation because it is the truth. It points towards the truth, the reality. This Dhamma which the Buddha had realized is not only Svakkato, Sanditiko, Akaliko, and Ehipasiko. It is also Obanayiko, which is the fifth unique characteristic, leading inwards to the heart. Then it is Pachetam Veditapo Vinohiti. This is the sixth unique characteristic, meaning it can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. So, if your cultivation and meditation does not have all these six unique characteristics of the Dhamma, it means you are not on the right track. Your so-called enlightenment or realization is not in sync with what the Buddha had realized and proclaimed. That is why the real enlightenment is Sanditiko. It can be realized in the here and the now. Akaliko, timeless. Ehipasiko, it can stand up to investigation. Opanayiko, leading inward into our nature, in the heart area around the gateway to our nature. And finally, it is Pachetam Veditapo Vinohiti, meaning it can only be realized by the wise, the enlightened ones, each for themselves. The point is, this realization is not a concept, nor an idea, nor theoretical Dhamma. This is the living Dhamma, which can be realized in the here and now, beyond thought and beyond time. From here onwards, you will come to understand why the Buddha emphasized so much on the importance of developing sati or mindfulness, leading to appamada or heedfulness. Dhammapada verses 21, 22, 23 on heedfulness. Dhammapada verse 21 on heedfulness is very important and very clear. The Buddha said that without sati leading to heedfulness, you are as if dead. That is, the heedless are as if dead. Who are the heedless? Those who think a lot, those who are hardly mindful or aware. They are never with the moment in silent awareness. They are constantly lost in thought, creating habitual thinking and emotions. Besides thinking about the past and recalling all the scars of memories, miseries, phobia, fear, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, etc., they also project their thoughts into the future. When they project their thoughts into the future and develop all this unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, they suffer a lot because all these negative and wrong thoughts are detrimental to their health. Yet, living beings, through ignorance and self-delusion, constantly indulge in them. In other words, living beings seldom develop the ability to be aware and to be with the moment. They are hardly aware. That is the reason why, most of the time, they are lost in thought and think a lot. If you are hardly aware, how can you understand life and see the unreality of life and existence? These understandings mesh beautifully with the Buddha's teaching. Dhammapada verses 21, 22, 23, and 23 point towards the importance of having mindfulness leading to heedfulness. Heedfulness is apamada. Apamada, vaga are the stanzas on heedfulness. There are 12 of them. From Dhammapada verses 21 to 32. Hopefully, with today's elaboration and explanation, all of you can understand better. In the past, I only mentioned briefly the three types of time, the past, the present, and the future. At that time, I did not go in deeper. But this time, I am approaching it from the full understanding of cultivation and realization. This is very important. So please do listen to the video and audio recording attentively and repeatedly to develop clear understanding. Then contemplate to stabilize all this understanding so that all of you will be able to understand the whole big picture and the full scope of this sati and heedfulness cultivation. Now, I will read to you again this unique Dhamma code 105 for you to develop clear understanding. Unique Dhamma code 105. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend even the present moment, leading to the cessation of the form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. They are the essence of the understanding. But there is still one more aspect, which I had explained previously, but I need to repeat it so that you can understand better. How can we understand this phase? The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. I mentioned just now that the past is already gone, hence no more a reality. The future, which is yet to come, is also not a reality. So the present moment is the only reality in life. But how stable is the present moment? That moment you become, the moment you become aware of it, or you speak about it, what happens? It is already dead and gone. Split second, like a lightning flash, it is gone. The present moment, which is the only reality, is truly transient. Split second, it is dead and gone. If that is what the present moment is, then what is life? Can there be any reality? The phenomenal world of consciousness is a conditioned arising world. Moment to moment, things arise and pass away. It is the only reality which is so transient, and yet you deludedly grasp and cling onto all the creations manifested by our thoughts. From here, our mundane mind, the five aggregates of form and mind, through our thought process and senses, project and create the phenomenal world of consciousness. This phenomenal world of consciousness is where existence and life are. Everything that happens in this phenomenal world of consciousness seems so real, but in actual fact, when you are mindful and aware, you can realize this present moment, which is the highest in life, is truly transient. Moment to moment, life passes by. It just comes and goes. Then how real can it be? That is why there is no reality. It is an illusionary world. In the Surangama Sutta, it is mentioned very clearly, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. So, all these forms within existence that you come to perceive through your senses are just consciousness that arises, when the mundane mind becomes conscious through contact through your senses. That is why consciousness comes and goes, perception comes and goes, feeling comes and goes. And so too are all the aggregates of mind, including Sankara. They come and go, and you are not dead. If they keep on coming and going, can they be you? This is profound Dharma. When you understand that it is only thoughts and true consciousness they manifest, you will understand why this phenomenal world of consciousness, where everything happens, is just an illusionary world. It is not what you think it is. It is just an illusion. Everything just comes and goes, from moment to moment. It just shows you the empty nature of existence. From understanding how this phenomenal world of consciousness manifests, you will come to realize that this so-called life and existence is not so real. It is not what you think. It is empty. Empty in the sense that there is no reality. In the end, whatever happens, you can only hold on to it through memory and through the thought process. In Mandarin, they always use this phrase, 往事只能回味, meaning you can only recall them through memory which is in your past. Whatever you come to know or you hold on to comes from your thoughts and memory. Without memory, all this does not exist, although you cannot deny that it does happen while you are alive within the existential world. But it is empty, not what you think. Hey no you, hey no me. Because everything within the condition arising or existential world are dependent originating and condition arising phenomena. There is nothing within the existential world that is a permanent unchanging entity that you can cling, hold on to, or grasp and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all these can be mine. This is the most profound understanding. If you can penetrate this, you will penetrate all the other teachings and the Dharma. Then the Buddha Dharma can become a living reality and you can live it. You can understand it and even proclaim, share and develop it in real life experience. This is the uniqueness of the Buddha's teaching. I have developed all these quotes from my Dharma sharing and teachings. They are compiled into a book called Straight from the Heart, Unique Dharma Quotes, because they are truly unique. In the past, when I developed them, hardly anyone knew how unique and profound they were. I think maybe only a few Kalyanamitas, one of them being Sister Ingby, who recognized them as such. She was very perceptive. She knew it was very profound and beautiful, and she actually wrote them down and stored them in her computer. Then, when the time came for us to compile all those quotes into a book, she emailed them to me and said, Brother Teo, I have them all. Eventually, I edited the whole list and developed more than 160 quotes. That is how my book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dharma Quotes, came about. It is as though all these quotes are meant to be. This Unique Dharma Quote 105 is one of these quotes, and it is indeed very beautiful, profound, and unique. Do you have any questions? Does anyone want to ask any questions or elaborate on what we have shared? For those following online, you can ask your question or share your thoughts using the microphone. For those who are here physically, you may raise your hand. Anyone? Brother Teo said, Brother Song, do you understand? The sharing this time around is different again. This time, not only does it link to the salutation to the Dharma, it also covers all the other relevant and related aspects of the Dharma, and this time around, I have explained the whole topic in a more comprehensive manner. Earlier on, I could not do so because even at the initial stage of the explanation of the past, the present, and the future, it took me quite a while to explain. I only shared that the present moment is the highest in life, and moment to moment, life passes by, and what are you doing? I only ask all of you to go into this inquiry and contemplate, because that itself can bring about a lot of very penetrative awakening and realization. When my nature awakened in 1989, there were things I contemplated on, and there was a lot of understanding and joy. Later, I expanded on them. Now, 30 plus years later, I still do not need to remember anything. The moment I want to share this topic, the understanding surfaces from my nature, straight from the heart. This is what the reality is. This is what will happen when you go through all the awakening, enlightenment, and the realization. So now, physical time and psychological time have become much clearer. Last time, I had only briefly mentioned them. The other aspect is how we link, is how to link it to the Dharma, to mindfulness or sati, to heedfulness and to present moment awareness, etc. This time, I explain this present moment awareness cultivation in more detail, because now most Kalyanamitas can understand the understanding. Can develop the understanding.
Okay, so we have finished the first session. Huh? Any question or not so far? Huh? Any question? I think by now most Kayamita can understand what I share. Online. Okay, so we read the comment from online. Yeah.
Okay, there's a comment online from Sister Po Ching. Feeling truly blessed to be able to join the Zoom session from the dining hall while taking my TCM herbs. Such a wonderful experience. Deep gratitude to Brother Teo, our wise teacher, Sister Sui, and Brother Chin Hao. Sadhu, rejoicing with heartfelt thanks.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Okay. Any more question or clarification with regard to the first session? Now,
Brother, I have a comment. I have a comment from the dining hall.
Because
I haven't finished my herb, Brother.
You finish first after you come in.
But I can make a comment here. I went to a class on the Diamond Sutra, right? The first time I read the Heart Sutra in Chinese and in English, right? I didn't read everything in Chinese. I read all in English first. Then, I discovered, maybe some of Kayamitas also discovered, and Brother Teo also discovered. You know, the 3 period of time that Brother Teo said, actually, it's found in the Diamond Sutra in the verse chapter 18, no, Brother Teo? Chinese word,
I was full of
joy, you know. That is the proclamation from the Sakyamuni Buddha himself.
Sadhu.
Yeah. Because when I read the English, the English translation wasn't very good. Then I said, maybe I check the Chinese translation.
That's
exactly like what Brother Teo said, the 3 period. I was full of joy, Brother Teo.
Sadhu. Thank you for the good day. Well, this one, actually in the early 1990s, I think we got this cassette tape. That time, don't have video, YouTube, or those things yet. The cassette tape, I think, from the Mahayana temple. Somehow, it arrived, and we had it. Then we all, you call it what? Dub. You reproduce it. Then that time, I was still working. Every time, put it in to the car's cassette recorder to play it. So it was spoken by Guangxing Lao He Sang. So this Guangxing Lao He Sang is a very good monk. And he mainly speak dialect, I think Hokkien, I don't know. Then that talk is based on his cultivation. That's why I think the disciple reproduces it. So, Guangxing Lao He Sang, Kai Si Lu. So, that cassette very strange. I told you the Amitofo at the background is that one. They play the music at the background. Amitofo, 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 Amitofo. So non-stop at the background. Then the disciple recite all the important pointer and quote that Guangxing Lao He Sang has shared and how he developed the enlightenment. So there was one point where people asked Guangxing Lao He Sang, what is wisdom? That one I told you already. So he explained. Then later on, he recited this. You remember this. This one very important. He said his way of cultivation is 对也接受, 不对也接受. Can you understand? Right also accept, not right, wrong also accept. Means what? He can see things as they are. Understand? He said, initially, before you have the wisdom, you have to have patience to accept this reality first. Then he add in a third stanza. 无论如何都要忍住. Patience. 忍住就是. Excuse me. 忍住就是波罗蜜. Means patience is very important. Patience, which is kanti, is a part of me.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Brother Teo, Mr. Steele. For those who understand English and Chinese, I always have this doubt. I don't know whether I'm true or not. You know, we understand English patient, that you, how to say, you very patient, right? But in Chinese character, kanti is ren lu. Ren lu doesn't mean patient in English, you know. Ren lu means ren, you ren, you tahan. Ru is when people blame you. Let's say you don't steal the thing, people say, hey, you steal the thing. Wow, you very nasty, all this. Then you tahan, you know. So in Chinese, kanti, English translation, I find difference. Ren ru means people blame you for something, people deny you, whatever. But you tahan, you know. You don't go and argue and don't need to explain. No, I'm innocent, I don't do that. You just... So I don't know whether I'm right or not.
Okay, I'll explain to you. Thank you for the question. You see, what happened to the world is you all cling to the word, understand? Then you all need translation. Actually, kanti, the meaning very deep. Patient endurance. Chan, help me to write. Patient endurance. Write somewhere. Means you have patience to endure. Endure through what? Very good. Through wisdom. Whereas the public who learn Dhamma, Renzu, Tunlun, even this, I remember the Penang one, the Pasir Ris one, Hokkien talk one. Suano. Tun Lun, you know what Tun Lun in Hokkien. Means Yana, the Cantonese, understand? So you go and suppress your emotion. Don't want to get angry. That is not kanti, understand? That is suppression. Where you suppress your emotion? Where you think that word means you must practice patience. How can you practice patience? This parami need wisdom to to cultivate or not. It's not something that the thought can practice or not. I practice patience means the thought is trying to be patient. Then you know what they do? They suppress all their emotion. But bottle up, you understand? When you yan, especially if somebody nag you, maybe spouse, you be tahan, you explode, no? Like the example I give you, the father want to train the son do mindfulness. Before he come out with the word, he stop him. Enough, you know what you have to say. That one means no more patience, really. No respect for the father. So when it comes to patience, it's endurance. Understand? Means you have the wisdom already. Right and wrong is a convention. Conventional truth. Understand? Right according to who? That's why Kong Qing Lao Sang very wise. He said, 对也接受. 不对也接受, means he has realized suchness. Condition like that, things like that, cannot be otherwise. Where got right and wrong? But human being cannot understand, so he has to share this mundane dhamma. You have to learn to cultivate patience through an understanding. That's why he said, 对也接受, 不对也接受. 无论如何都要忍住，忍住就是波罗蜜. No matter what happened, he said, right or wrong, accept first. Understand? When you accept, then you develop the patience to cultivate it as a paramita. Understand? 忍住就是波罗蜜. So the meaning is very deep. Initially, you start to develop the understanding that there is no right, no wrong. So when you can accept the reality, it's just like what Sakyamuni teaches, there is suchness seeing. But before you enlighten, before you penetrate, you cannot have that. So most cultivators interpret it wrongly. You see, Dhamma Sutta, now I can say, Dhamma Sutta also good, ma. Renzu, you must be patient. Yan, you go yan. Without wisdom, it's suppression. You suppress your emotion because you don't want to get angry. Then you don't want to like erupt and do all those things. So you suppress all your emotion. Suppression actually make you worse. Understand? Because you bottle up all your emotion. Then when you cannot take it anymore, what happens? It bursts out. Understand? It's like machine guns. So a lot of people, when they yan, actually their patience is not there because they still think. Understand? Until a cocoon of thought. Maybe a few times they try to yan, then they think, this guy, okay, wait till one day, when I am ready, I have the ability, I'm going to hoot him back. That's why this one, Yun Chan want to say something.
Oh, Brother, I want to share something about this anger. During one of the mornings, somebody, while sleeping, somebody turned on the lights and shocked me out of my sleep. Then I feel I'm trying to assess. I see the mind is trying to assess what's the situation. Sleeping. Then check thinking. Oh, okay, we are in the temple. Then I check my watch. Ayo, 4 something in the morning. was about to get unhappy already. Then it crossed my mind that I didn't tell any of them not to turn on the light. Then it quietened down and I didn't get angry.
Yeah. Which means, no right, no wrong, the acceptance free you, understand? About to stir already, the emotion about to start, but you can prevent it from arising. Where you understand, you never tell anybody that you should not on the light too earlier. Even if you tell, somebody still do it. That is the reality. He is the way he is. No right, no wrong. So you have to accept. Chances are, in the past, you also did that to people. Understand? So you cannot understand. But for me, very lucky, you're sweet. He's very good. I think he wants to put eye drop where he got glaucoma. He saw me still sleeping. Actually, I'm not sleeping. With awareness, I lie down there to rest. Then after that, he looked at the watch. 5:40 already. Then he saw I also not really sleeping. Then he checked with me. Can on the light. See? A lot of difference there. Then I say, on. Yeah, for me, it won't affect me. You don't want nothing to do with me. So, at least he has the understanding. He considered the courtesy. Despite, this is urgent, the eye drop. Just every day have to put a few time. So, different people you encounter, different happening. So, cultivation is about understanding that the reality is, whatever happens, always remind yourself, that's the way things are. Condition like that, things will be like, cannot be otherwise. So, accept first, then act. Then you act that time, if you want to get angry, your forward effort should be there, to abandon it. Then if you have done it well already, you have yoniso manasikara, you can prevent it from arising. Just like what she did. Then subside. The moment you stay with it, it will cease. Understand? You know what happened? Otherwise, thank you, Yajan. Otherwise, you bosong. You know what happened? You already want to, through your speech and action, you want to transgress already. You want to tell the flow of it. So, you don't have yoniso manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience, then you, through your stirring of the mind, when you become unhappy, or when you perceive it in negative, then you want to be right. Understand? The egoic mind want to be right. That's how defilement has power over you. Understand? So when you hear this type of saying, even Diamond Sutra also has, then you start to develop the understanding. That's why all these are pointer of cultivator. So Guang Qing Lao Sang, he used this one, is more suitable for mundane people. Understand? But if you don't explain it, people cannot understand. They go and suppress the emotion. Hey, Master Guang Qing say, right also accept, wrong also accept. No, why you kipo? Then, no need to do anything. Like Yun Chan say. It's not like that. Understand? It's for you to develop it further. That's why he said, after that he add in this sentence, 无论如何都要忍住, means develop kanti, patience. For developing kanti is a paramita. Understand? So to develop until paramita, I like this word. Oh, right until so high. Oh, I see. Patient endurance. Okay, better bracket in red, otherwise I cannot see. When you have patience to endure, means there is wisdom, understand? So this one is with wisdom. You endure through wisdom. That's why you are patient. And because of this patience, this parami, you can endure. That's why I prefer this word, patient endurance. We are patient alone, not clear. Normal, mundane people cannot understand. Okay? Yeah. So thank you. Then the other one is the last one. Just now, wow, a lot of a lot of hachu. Is to wake you up. So Guang Qing Lao Sang, when he mentioned this, 过去心不可得，未来心不可得。This one I understand perfectly. You know. Then when he says 现在心也不可得，哇 ，inside me a pop. How come God people understand this? Well, most people don't understand. They cling to the present moment. Well, now all the teaching of power of now, sati, the Buddhist, then Krishnamurti also, they teach awareness though now. No longer jhana, concentration, all those things. No. In the early day, jhana, absorption, one-pointedness, 40 meditation object, very popular. And they always coin it with the word that these are the, what they call samadhi that the Buddha talked about. They equate samadhi as samajana. Understand? They interpret it that way. The Theravada tradition, a lot of commentary is like that. But then over the years, after I came out and explained all things, I realized over the year now, that one become not popular anymore. Now everybody talk about mindfulness, awareness, power of now and all those things. Because people start to develop understanding by listening, understand? Because the Buddha himself, when he go through the cultivation, he also develop all the jhanas, isn't it? True or not? The two teachers taught him that. But he knew that it was not what he seek. Yet that one cannot resolve his problem, that conditioned him to go for when he saw the four signs. First, old age, a very old man, very weak, very fragile. Then sickness, disease, very badly diseased. Then a dead man. Then when he asked the attendant, how come these people like that? The attendant said, this one is what your father tried to stop you from witnessing. Then he went out of the palace. Then he saw. Inside the palace don't have all this thing. But the wise man that advised the king told him, if your son see this sign, old age, sickness, and death, he will go for. He will become a religious teacher. He will not become a monarch or a king. So they try to prevent him from witnessing. But he somehow decided to take a chariot with the attendant and leave the palace to go and maybe curious, want to know what is the outside world. Then he saw these four signs. That's why you have your past. You will see and you will pay attention. Actually for him, he no need to pay attention to a very old person, a very sick person, and a dead person. But he cannot understand. He said, how come got this type of people? We are in the palace, he don't see. So the attendant explained to him, he said, this is a very elderly old man. He said, every one of us, he said, if we live long enough, we also will become like that. Then straight away, he know he has a problem. Then disease also. Same, he said. When, as you age, this thing can happen. And most people have to go through. If it's not disease, injury, killed in the war or whatever. Then finally, death. He said, everybody must die. Death is a reality. Then he straight away, inside, move. That's why these are the three signs, and the last one is a samana, a very peaceful yogi, or maybe at that time they call meditator, yogi. Then he went back, he cannot sleep now that night. He said, despite all the good and happy things that he has received from the Father. But this is transient, is it? Because sooner or later, I'm going to grow old. get sick and finally die. You know. This is a big problem, you know, I cannot solve. You know. Why? Because he thinks the physical body is him. That's why he did all the jhana. He know this one go the way of nature. It's going to happen, is it? Like the attendant told him. Sooner or later, go old, very weak, very fragile, haggard, then disease, sick, then finally die. Can die of anything. So he still believed the jhana, no meaning. But he cannot solve his problem. So he continued on his own. Then when he decided to change the way he cultivated, he cultivated until self-mortification, very austere, means practice that normal people cannot do, he tried until he almost died. Yeah. In the Theravada Sutta or tradition, you can see some image where he meditated with bone and skin on it. That was due to self-mortification. Then he realized, maybe that is not the way. Then he recalled when he was young at the harvesting festival, he had beautiful mind state. That one he went into first jhana, it seems. Blissful. Then he realized he was fed well at that time. So he decided to eat and do something different. When he did that, the five ascetics that followed him left him. They thought he not serious already. So what happened was, because of his parami, he meditated. Then one day, this lady, Sujata, came and offered the milk rice. Then when he ate the milk rice, he felt nourished. He felt very good. Then it's like you are talking to great being. He also make a what they call aspiration. He said, "Yeah, I am destined to be enlightened. Give me a sign." He threw the plate or the bowl or the container that offered the thing. He threw it into a river. You know what happened? Instead of flowing downstream, it flowed upstream. That's why in the Theravada Sutta, stream entry. You know what is stream entry? Sotapan. They call him a stream entry. You know? Means you enter the stream. You know? You go against the stream. You know? No more conventional, mundane people's doing. You know? That's why you go. So that one was a sign. You know? He knew. You know? That's why he dared to make that vow. You know? I was sick, he said, and I will not arise. Even until everything dry out, also I won't come out. Is it? Unless I realize full enlightenment, samasamudra. He said that. Then because of his path and his parami, the condition manifests. No? But then he need to be tested, no? Because the Mara, Noah, cannot allow him to become fully enlightened underneath. Well, after that, the Dhamma come out, the Mara, more than 1 second. So he sent, according to the Sutta, he sent the three pretty daughters, you know, to go and entice the Buddha. You know. Then you can read the rest got. Because they even challenge him, you know, he said, who give you the power to sit down there and develop all this. Then he already connect, he knew already. That's why he got this sign. Because they asked, who is the proof? So he said, the earth and the sky, they bear proof. And because of that, straight away, the Mara, the three pretty daughters all vanished. So because of that, the Buddha realized, underneath Wohi tree, the paticca samuppada. Then he realized everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, not a permanent unchanging entity. And the physical form goes the way of nature. The five aggregate of form and mind, they are all empty, not real, impermanent. Because of that, his answer came. No more problem with old age, sickness and death. Because this physical body is not him. That is the answer, understand or not? Not all the fantastic magic meditation experience. That's why that understanding actually liberates his mind. Then after that, the physical body he knows doesn't belong to him. Then he inherit all his part, the Samugaya Kaya, come back. Then from there, he become the Dhammakaya, Sama Samudra, the Dhamma body that teach the Dhamma. So that is how all this can happen. Yeah? How come from Quang Ching Lao Sang I go to there? Huh? Now my Su Ye want to say something. Huh?
This time we have a message from Sister Chui. Thank you, Brother Teo, for this great opportunity to edit this wonderful teaching on the transcendence of life.
Yeah.
It is as though the editorial team were all blessed and destined to learn from this profound teaching. There are still some editorial errors, and I sincerely apologize. Luckily, it did not detract from your very clear, profound teaching. I am sure our little team have all benefited so tremendously. Kong De Wu Liang.
Yeah.
It is as though we all have past exposure to the various aspects of the truth you expounded from your wisdom when we did this work. I myself experienced a glimpse of the silent mind and cessation about 2+ years before your teaching arose this time. So I could understand and was able to do my part and help put together this book of yours. What a privilege, Kan En. Yeah. I hope others will be inspired to step forth and help with the transcription and documentation of your teachings. Those who do are the first to learn, benefit, and progress. Just thoughts, please ignore it, not relevant.
Sadhu. Very good.
Amitofo, Brother Teo, and Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. firstly, I must say that I do not practice or cultivate jhanas, okay? What I do is awareness-based meditation. The only time I experience jhana is by default, not by my, willing to do it.
Yeah.
Because the first time I do my meditation, I have just learned relaxed meditation. And because I want to attend the first retreat, there is 1 day, you know, and you're supposed to do a lot of sitting. So I practice at home just before the National Day. The National Day is the retreat that I have to attend.
Yeah.
So on the Sunday that I had the time, I sit down there and do my meditation. I started with 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah.
And then after that, I said, I must try 1 hour of sitting meditation. So I sat for about 30 to 45 minutes. And because of the leg pain, I suddenly flashed through to... Actually, I told Brother Teo about this, and Brother Teo told me that I went into what is the formless run?
Arupa
jhana. So that one is
formless,
not
run,
that is not my doing. You know, it's by accident happened. You know, okay. So that was the first experience I had. But what I want to say is the upachara meditation. Why I'm very convinced about upachara is because when I do meditation, right, the formal meditation, right, I do not have any focused attention on anything. Concentration at all. So it's just relax. Okay, I want to give some characteristic of this relaxation that especially new people...
She gone through quite recent, she can still remember. Yeah. That's why she can explain.
So this relaxation is just not... I'm relaxed, you know, I can relax, you know. It's not really like that one. You relax as you do the meditation, as you relax. There's many levels of relaxation. You will feel your body become like very soft, like a cotton. You can feel the movement of your body, you know. So you will feel that the malleable of your body.
The malleable. Because your awareness pick it up all the movement. It's like he said cotton, you know, cotton. Naturally, because it's light, also. So if you relax, your body like very light, all settled down. Then like very nice. Oh.
Yeah, very nice.
No right. resistance.
Yeah, no resistance.
Nothing. Then your awareness pick it up one. Yeah, yeah. And all this movement, you must experience to understand.
Yes.
It's like you are one with it or not.
Yes.
So beautiful. Oh. Without thought, within that moment, like cotton. Tranquil, still. But many layers, many levels. As you penetrate the first one, normally it's the cross one, like you all experience. You think you relax, you don't really relax. Then as you develop the ability to let things be, then the awareness on its own, that will pick up the activity of the body, kaya. Whether it's relaxed or not, you will know when you have sati. When you have sati, you let things be, then like the defilement, no more condition for it to continue to move, then it dissipates. Means, when you relax, that so-called tension, stress, or not relaxed state, they get dissipated now. So as it gets dissipated slowly, a bit by a bit, then as it settles down, your mindfulness pick it up. And there's a lot of beauty in that occurrence. Then you like to meditate. Then you know this is so different. No? This is not due to concentration, one-pointedness, absorption, not focusing. It's a free mind. A free mind that doesn't think. Then it just accord and allow it to be. Then everything like very tranquil, very beautiful, fall into place. Yeah. Then this one, as you become more adept, more skillful, the mindfulness become more and more refined. More. Then you experience deeper layer of relaxation until finally you develop the full understanding. Then you just, anywhere in the standing, walking, lying down or sitting posture, any posture, you want to go into that state, you just go in. Within second, at the most, 1-2 minutes, you fully relax. That's why you, when you know how to develop this awareness meditation, it benefits you a lot. A lot of these things that you can experience, unless you go through. She go through, that's why she knows, she understands. And she advises you, all beginner, to do that because don't think that you are relaxed. The thought will tell you, I relax already, ma. Someone not relaxed. You have not really developed it. When you develop it, then you can tell me what relaxation is. We let Pochen continue.
So when your mind enters sati, this awareness able to help you, the awareness nature, able to help you automatically and naturally to relax. If let's say, it knows one, no? It knows which part of your body is not relaxed. And then automatically you will move by yourself one, no? And then you will do whatever is needed to relax totally one, no? So that is the wonder, the powerful awareness based meditation, you know. The awareness nature really 不可思议. How you call the English? Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. The word is inconceivable.
So the relaxation, don't underestimate it, you know. It's not just what we, the thought thing that we are relaxed. It's not that kind of gross relax, you know. It will slowly help you, every part of your body, to relax on. When your mind enters sati, you know. Okay. Then come to this upachara, right? Now, Bharatiya always emphasize, jhana really cannot help you to realize the truth. Actually, that is the truth, you know. Because I experience that I don't have any jhana, okay? I'm the living proof, Bharatiya. You know why? Because after you achieve certain stages of cultivation, right? The test will come, you know. Not when you're sitting there meditating, The test come in your midst of life, you know. So if you cannot pass the test, I don't know what will happen, but I think you will be ready, brother. You will be ready for the test one because I
Kena the test, right? Then I said, wow, the thought say, huh, what if a more difficult test come, you know? Okay? So that is a thought, lah, that tells you.
Yeah.
But once you achieve certain level of cultivation, the test will come. Now, why I say this test? Because when you're in the midst of life, your so-called awareness or mindfulness is there already, you know.
Yeah.
It's there already. So when it hit you, wow, I tell you, you straight away go into the silent mind.
Yeah.
In the pure awareness already. Then you can see your body, you're so soft like cotton. You didn't even relax anything, you're busy mopping. I was busy mopping, then it hit me, my body just fell into the silent mind,
Yeah.
I mean, And the body is so flexible, you know. And see how the movement of the so-called problem, you know, that hit you, okay?
Yeah.
And how you manage to come out of it.
Yes.
That is the upachara, you know. It's nothing to do with jhana, you know. So the silent mind awareness based meditation is so wonderful, so powerful. In the initial period,
very good.
I always say awareness is so powerful, you know, it's so amazing, you know, it's inconceivable. You cannot imagine with your mind, you know. Yeah, this is just one example. There are many other examples that the test come, you know. So you must be, ready.
You must have the wisdom.
Yeah, must have the wisdom.
Otherwise, you cannot pass up. But the beauty is, before you have the wisdom, it will not test you. Only after you have developed, only it tests you. So this one you don't have to worry.
Okay. That was
but I got one Kayamita who told me, after he told me what happened, because after she developed the understanding, the brother went to Hong Kong, took some food, seafood, I think poisoning, or entered hospital, then the brother died, you know, very young, left the wife and the children, wow, she has to go back and sort it out. No? Then he came back and told me, he said, but you, he said, this is really, really traumatic. Is it? Yeah. Then I say, what happened? Then he told me, I say, this is a test. Yeah, she's not married now. So not married means what? No husband, no children. So that one cannot test. Then there is no other condition. But this brother got the condition. Then that traumatic experience, initially he said the mind was like what Pusing went through, the test come. Then he went back. But he know how to solve and resolve all those things. Because he know the reality, he know the essence. Then when he relayed, I said, this is a test. You know what he told me or not? If it's so chan yan, I would rather not to be tested. I said, it's not for you to see. You reach the understanding, and these are the conditions that can test you. That's why it manifests. Everything is dependent originating, condition arising. That movement is already there. Understand not? So for Po Ching's sharing is very good. You must understand what he meant by upachara. Upachara samadhi means, they use the word samadhi, you got three types. Kanika is moment to moment, not stable. Upachara means it's a free mind that is in samadhi, collected and unwavering. But it is not in absorption. No. That's why they call it excess concentration. Before you access into absorption or one-pointedness energy field, that one is jhana. Yeah. And they call that apana samadhi. Yeah. So you all understand, huh? So what she realizes, you go too deep, cannot. Like the Buddha, he went into all the jhana, too deep. Like I said, the hindrances are suppressed, it cannot be rooted out. So when the hindrances are suppressed, you cannot test yourself. And when you have not developed the real sati awareness, the silent mind, you cannot see the dependent origination. You cannot see the nature's law that governs life and existence. So all these, you cannot see, you cannot develop the direct seeing, awakening wisdom, the universal characteristic, all those things. That's why you need the free mind in the state of samadhi. Means not a conditioned state, not under concentration or absorption or one-pointedness. The mind is a free mind, and yet it don't think, it don't stir, it don't move. Yeah. And what happened was, she was tested after 2020 that time, not long, tested. Very traumatic. Very traumatic. Until the sister, Han, called me. Abraham, I think you should call my sister. You know what I told her? No? I said, you don't worry. She will know what to do. Huh? She described what she do. She went into the silent mind. Then her whole thing dissolved. Really, sankara anichang. Sankara dukkang. You go and think about it. You cannot accept the reality. What happened already? Understand? All due to karma. You are born out of your karma, added your karma, conditioned by you are what you are. So all this, she will understand. Where she connected and she went in. Then I told her, no need. She will come out of it. She will know what to do. And then after that, not long, she came out of it. Then now she can share with you. These are very beautiful sharing because it's a real life example. Thank you, Roger.
Sadhu. So I want to emphasize that what Brother Teo said is a really a free mind, not in concentration, because you are in the midst of life doing your duties, you know. You cannot be sitting there concentrating, doing your meditation, you know. So in the midst of life, so when it hit you, precisely what Brother said, there is no thought at all. You just see the phenomena happening, and then after that, you will, when this phenomena show it to you, right, you will come out of it very calm. There is equanimity, you know what to do. There is no sorrow, no lamentation, grief, whatsoever, you know. You just know what to do, and you're very calm, peaceful, you know. And there is this factor of enlightenment, I would say.
Upeka,
you know. So your mind is very steady.
The equanimous mind.
Unwavering kind of mind, and you know what to do. You don't even need to like talk much, you know. You just carry out your whatever action you need to do.
Then she know, just have to resolve it amicably.
Yes.
Make sure the people affected not conditioned by the First Noble Truth reality and become miserable, very sad and all those things.
But of course, the Brother Teo, the enlightened one, is always very sad, you know.
Oh, definitely, they have to go through. But you have the ability to counsel them, and that's why you managed to do it.
But it took some time to do it, to help them.
Oh, definitely, not so easy. This sort of thing for normal lay people, this is very traumatic, you know.
They will say, not your husband, it's my husband, you know. Something like that.
They will tell you like that one. They will tell you like that.
So it's not jhana whatsoever. So it's really free mind, you know, that you can, once it hit you, automatically you go into the silent mind. It's instantaneous, you know. You don't even need to think on it. Straight away you see the sign coming already. Go in already. Something like that.
Because if that thing hit you and you go and think, means you are a putujana.
The
thing hit you, the nature will know what to do. Then there is clarity.
You can see the vision of the phenomena. It's not your thought. It's not your thought. This is the real thing, you know, that you see in action. And no need to think instantaneously. You know what to do. You see it. And that's it. You know. Okay. Yeah, this is what I want to clarify, so you all don't have any doubt whatsoever. Unshakable faith in the Triple Gem. And Brother Teo's teaching. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you for the good sharing. Okay, almost 12 o'clock. I think we have to end for lunch. After that, we come back. We try to finish this book. Okay? So you all can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and the worthy one. Then we disperse for lunch. Sadhu.